Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. There is something about summer that makes you want to refresh your home. And for many of us, that starts with the kitchen. It's where the morning coffee happens, where family life gathers, where friends always seem to end up. And after years of wear and tear, it might be time to give it the attention it deserves. So if you're thinking about a new kitchen, Tile Style is well worth a visit, because Tile Style doesn't just do tiles, they also design and supply beautiful kitchens, including the luxurious Porcelainosa kitchen collection. Think high quality, contemporary design, stunning finishes, clever storage, and a look that can completely transform your space. Their expert team can help you plan it all properly with advice and optional virtual design, so you can see how your new kitchen will come together before making any big decisions. And with Tile Style Summer Sale now on, offering exceptional value across the store, it's a brilliant time to start planning with tiles and finishes to perfectly complement your new kitchen. So if your summer plans include creating a kitchen that feels genuine special, start with Tile Style. Visit the Tile Style showroom in Ballymount to see full kitchen displays and finishes up close, or explore more at tilestyle.ie.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Yeah, the running resurgence. Is there anybody not running the roads at the moment? I know many of you love the smartwatch technology with the fitness apps to track your progress, but is it leading to an obsession with stats that just take away from the total enjoyment of actually running? Dwayne Edgar is with me on the line today. Of course, Dwayne is from the founder of Inner City Running Club. Do you think the likes of Strava, some of the other runner apps, is it ruining running, Dwayne?
I don't think so. Personally, I don't think so. See, it's two sides of a coin. See, people starting off don't really care about stats and don't really care about anything other than achieving the distance. But I think the more you run, you get a little bit of hunger to kind of achieve PBs or all that kind of. So it's a flip of the coin. If when you're starting off, it's non-relevant, but the more you run, it's an added little incentive to kind of to keep moving to push towards goals.
Do you use some of the fitness apps, the fitness trackers?
Yeah, now look, I have Strava. I have it there as a training log. I don't go on to a daily checking what other people have done. But I have a Garmin myself. So obviously I'm on the Garmin scene, checking sleep score, recovery time. And obviously when I'm running, then I'd post on my social media from the Garmin. But I wouldn't be too heavily invested on what others are doing. It's more just to track my own, kind of my own training.
I know when I used to use it was, well, let's say initially like the Couch to 5K or then the Runner app, it was always more to see, did I beat the previous day or the previous run? It was more to kind of keep a track of my own record, really.
Yeah, and even now, like obviously we're taking on the marathon this weekend, and you're looking back at stuff from this time last year to now, and obviously personally I'm in a different fitness space from last year to this year, so it's always good to kind of look back, but it wouldn't be something that I'd be heavily invested in terms of like stats. It's more for me personally, it's more about getting out, getting active and clearing the mind, but on the other side of it is also good to have stats there to walk off if need be.
Hey, Laura Burke is an online fitness and nutrition coach. Laura's with us here too, Dwayne, on the line this afternoon. Like Strava and those kind of apps, are they a cult, Laura?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. And hi, Dwayne. Yeah, I think, again, there are the two sides to it, but I personally don't see any harm. I feel the more information we have about our own health and wellness, the more empowered we are to make positive decisions around it. And especially in the case of running, whether it's the length we run, the time we're running, you know, speed, distance, everything. There's so much good information there that, as Dwayne said rightly, we can then build on if we know these kind of numbers and markers. You know, obviously there is a point we can all maybe get a bit obsessive about these things, but as far as I'm concerned, they're just good, positive tools to push us on and really motivate us more and want us to do better.
Strava and Garmin are probably the two sort of titans of this, are they? They're kind of the two biggest in the market.
Yeah, definitely. Strava is the one I think that's getting a bit of a cult following at the moment, and it seems to just be gaining traction and popularity with the running community. But, you know, like that, there's so many other ways we can track our health and wellness as well. And, you know, even as Dwayne said, down to our sleep, our calories, our workout time, there's, you know, I think the running space is one where, it's creating a lot of noise, but people are using these technologies all around when it comes to their health and wellness. And like I say, I just see them as a real positive.
Yeah. I have recently, I'm sort of a new new convert to the Whoop, the watch, and like, you know, I used to hear people talking about this when they got one. The first thing they do every morning is check their progress to see how their sleep was the previous night. And I know I became guilty of that. Like, even if I had a good night's sleep, if this thing tells me that I didn't, that I maybe had 50 or 60%, you start, you know, analysing into the stats around it. Whereas, like, I might have been better off not knowing at all.
Yeah, there is that side of it too. And I think people get so hung up then on the quality, as you say, of the sleep. So where you might have actually been in bed for 8 or 9 hours, it might only say you got 3 good hours in there. So we start to panic. But again, I suppose it's just encouraging us to be mindful, maybe get, you know, our sleep hygiene cleaned up and want to get to bed that little bit earlier and really work on our recovery. And obviously that's where Whoop has come into its own, is that people get obsessed with that recovery piece, which is some, yeah, you know, something I suppose maybe some of the earlier fitness wearables didn't have.
I have to say I'm totally obsessed with it. even for all the give it out, I do. Like, I do love it. And it's a great excuse when you don't want to do anything to say, well, sure, you know, my recovery's in the red. I couldn't possibly do anything today. So yeah, it gives you a little bit of a get out clause. Listeners got in touch, Laura, on this to say there's far too much focus on how fast and how long people should be running. Everything is a competition now. And as somebody who is not naturally athletic, it's actually really off-putting. Why can't we just work out to be healthy? I think the whole thing's become a mad obsession.
Yeah, and this is true. I mean, look, we have to always come back to how we feel. But again, I just think if we have something that can push us on and want us to do that little bit better, you know, without becoming obsessive about it, there is no harm. You know, it can be just another tool to have in the toolkit to say, yeah, okay, last week I did half an hour, this week I'm going to try and do 35 minutes. Or last week I did whatever speed and now I'm going to try and better on it. So, you know, and again, it comes down to, as Dwayne said, what are your goals? If you're just doing it for a bit of fun and recreationally, maybe you don't need this level of data. But if you are kind of trying to do it for at more of an athletic or competitive pace, it's certainly no harm.
Yeah. And the other point too, I suppose, Dwayne, for people that are maybe new to it, or maybe are kind of running on their own, or sort of back teaching themselves to get the miles on the clock, the fact that you have these kind of shared communities, like, it gives people, I suppose, an opportunity to have that little bit of competition if they want it.
No, 100%, of course. And look, friendly competition is always good. And look, the amount of people that's actually moving now and being active, if it's because they want to put a post on social media, amazing. Whatever the reason is, once somebody's active, it's great. Like, even last weekend, we put into our marathon group to all the first-time marathon runners, can you send us across what you've ran from July to now on a monthly scale and what's your long run? And it's only when someone sent a text message, they actually look back and realised, I'm at the running that amount of distance. I've gone from running probably 90k a month up to what, maybe 200k a month.
Yeah.
And sometimes looking back, even at that, it's a big bonus for them. It's a big confidence builder. So I know, even though we have all these apps, even though we don't get heavily invested in them on a daily basis, but it's only when you look back and say, "Wait, I'm at the going from there and now I'm here." It's always a confidence builder.
There's a great text from a listener here, Laura, who says, my girlfriend has become so obsessed with her Fitbit that she would actually stay awake right up until 12, walking and jogging around the kitchen. This is the dark side of it. There needs to be more awareness about it.
Yeah, that is the dark side. And I've heard this before. People are obsessed with the steps. They want to get them in, you know, but then I suppose we live such sedentary lives naturally now, desk jobs, etc., that it is actually no harm to give us a little prompt to say, do you know what, we should move that bit more. My Apple Watch tells me every few hours when I need to stand up.
Oh,
you know,
stop.
It's just
get up and move.
Things.
There's nothing worse than getting that notification.
Yeah.
Dwayne, how's the marathon final prep going for, it's this Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's this Sunday. Yeah, good. Everyone's in good form. I guess to the stage now where everyone's like, you know, I'm sick of running. Just get me to the start.
Yeah, just get it done.
The paranoia starts to kick in. Everyone's nerves will start going all over the shop. But it's going well. Dublin's a great marathon to do, you know.
Well, I'll have to take your word for it. I can't say I've ever participated, but who knows? Maybe one day. Dwayne Edgar, founder of Inner City Running Club, and Laura Burke, online fitness and nutritional coach. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here. The email, if you want to get in touch, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.